The views expressed on the weekly wrap-up do not reflect those of Smash Africa. They are purely the opinions of Styx and Sansa. So if you got anything to say about it, fuck off. Just joking. You can just get at us, hit us on Twitter. Whether it's constructive or deconstructive, we really don't care. We'll retweet it anyway. Oh shit! I say kunjalo bam. Say good December manje. Asathi nakuthi it's Monday, we just say it's December. Aha, let's go in. Trip trip. Offset lived up to his name when it came to his relationship with Cardi B. He completely went out of line when he cheated on her. They happen to be one of my favorite celebrity couple, and now they've called it quits, all because of a ho ho ho. Mara nayo Offset thought Christmas came too early when he was involved in a threesome with Summer Bunny and Cuban Doll. Wow, like such typical stripper names. But wait, hold on, wasn't Cardi a stripper too? I guess now we know Offset's type. Cardi went online to say the two just grew out of love. Diplomacy at its best. Meanwhile, Offset's side dish, Summer Bunny, sent a video to TMZ apologizing for being the reason for their divorce, saying she didn't know their marriage was serious. Really? Marriage isn't serious? She probably thought her relationship with Offset was a summer fling. Kevin Hart was chosen to host the 2019 Oscars. He initially accepted, then days later he stepped down as the host. I suppose he had a change of heart. All because of gay remarks Kevin tweeted years ago. He said, as a straight man, if he could prevent his son from being gay, he would. Isn't prevention better than cure though? It's only entertainment. Gay people took Kevin's remarks to heart and labeled him homophobic. He took to Insta to issue an apology, or somewhat of an apology, basically saying stop looking for reasons to be negative, and he's almost 40 now, he's grown, evolved, and has changed. Comedians make jokes about people all the time, and if the joke is your truth, it probably isn't that funny to you. Whatever your sexual orientation is, be unapologetically you. Who cares? Do you? This past week, we saw Given Mkari host Johan Rupert on The Chairman's Conversation. If you don't know Johan Rupert, firstly, Google him. Mara if Dololo Data, he's the chairman of Richemont, which owns Cartier, Montblanc, and Dunhill, to name a few of his luxury companies. He's proper bossing it. Ki boss or bosso ya di boss. People took serious offense to his remarks, saying a lot of blacks spend their money on BMWs and etabu, which for me kinda derailed his point if you give in to the angry tweets. We should learn from such people, whether they're racists or not. The point being, we spend too much on lifestyle and not much on growing our own wealth. What was really sad for me is that his driver is former Orlando Pirates player, Silo Chavda. There's no shame in an honest job. Facts, it's your job. But let's teach one another about financial literacy. And then there was the MTV-based Hottest MC list. The less said about it, the better. We've got the 10 points why MTV-based Hottest MC list is pointless. From 10 to 1, pointless. We've got a hashtag for the MTV-based Hottest MC list. Hashtag pointless. Prince KP might possibly be winning two awards this year. The first one probably for Song of the Year with Bano Moy, and the second one for Son of the Year. The hitmaker has bought his mom a new Mercedes-Benz for Christmas. Guys, let's vote Prince KP so he can win Song of the Year. He could use the money to pay his kids' school fees. When B and J were out there stealing the show in the Global Citizen concert, criminals were out there stealing people's assets. On a serious note though, the Global Citizen initiative was a great initiative, and criminals had to... Hey.
Let.
Ah, Bafit, Serta, Bafit, come on.
If you sir.
Ah, Bafit. Ah, man.
Let him fall.
Hey.
Two. What are you guys doing? Leave me alone. My bag. Oh my gosh, no.
If you sick, where am I, sis? Let you fall.
Hey, yo. Let's keep up with my Global Citizen.